The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Mary Chapman. Pan Foundation offers financial help for SMA treatment. People living with spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, who need financial help to pay for treatment may now apply for aid through a new patient assistance program offered by the Pan Foundation. The Foundation's new program will provide up to $6,500 annually to each eligible patient. The money goes toward out-of-pocket payments associated with SMA therapeutics, such as insurance deductibles, copays, and coinsurance costs. Dan Klein, president and CEO of the Pan Foundation, said in a press release, quote, "We're excited to help individuals with spinal muscular atrophy access new therapies to manage their symptoms and give them more time with their loved ones. We would like to see the pace of research and development continue to gain momentum so more people can get the treatment they need," Klein said. Applicants must reside and be receiving SMA treatment in the United States or other U.S. territories, although U.S. citizenship is not required. They also must be prescribed a therapy that is part of the organization's list of covered medications and have health insurance that covers the qualifying medicine or product. In addition, applicants must have an income that falls at or below 400% of the federal poverty level. You can go to needymeds.org to determine your income eligibility. To apply, an advocate may apply on a patient's behalf. Use the online patient portal, panapply.org, or call 866-316-7263 between the hours of 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. If an application is approved, funds are available immediately. Subject to funding availability, patients may apply for additional assistance. The independent nonprofit Pan Foundation provides financial assistance for a variety of disorders to underinsured patients who can't afford out-of-pocket expenses for their prescribed medications. Since 2004, the organization has given more than $3 billion in financial assistance to nearly 1 million patients who would otherwise be unable to afford treatment. SMA is a neurodegenerative disease and the most common cause of infant mortality, linked to a genetic mutation. The disease is characterized by progressive muscle weakness caused by the loss of specialized nerve cells called motor neurons in the spinal cord and the part of the brain connected to the spinal cord. There is currently no cure for SMA, which is estimated to affect up to 20,000 people in the U.S. alone, according to the Spinal Muscular Atrophy Foundation. However, there are treatments that help patients manage the condition. A number of experimental therapies also are being developed.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. Just curious, what's the weather like in your area? Frankly, it sucks here in Minnesota. We've already had about a foot of snow where I live and record-breaking cold temperatures. Oh joy! Does your routine change depending on the season? As soon as there's a chill in the air here, there are several things I do to stay healthy and comfortable. Typically, my hibernation mode starts about now. Of course, this year, hibernation season never really ended. Still, there are extra things I'm doing to get through these winter months. First, I like to add some immune-boosting supplements to my regimen. And I just got my flu shot. Elderberry is my go-to supplement. You can get it as a liquid, gummy, capsule, or lozenge. If you're really ambitious, you can even make your own syrup. Year-round, I take a multivitamin. Vitamin D might be something to consider as well, since it's harder to get naturally this time of year. Of course, consult your physician before changing or adding any supplements to your diet. Next, I break out my diffuser. I've been dabbling in essential oils. If you have a favorite blend, let me know. So far, my favorite is a blend called Guardian from Eden's Garden. I think that's the name of the company. It has a nice cinnamon clove scent to it. I've even added a drop to my masks. In my house, I've sprayed peppermint oil around to ward off the spiders trying to take refuge from the cold. Smells like candy canes now. Of course, I also dig out my heated gadgets. I get cold very easily, so I'm always on the lookout for the best products to keep me warm. Do you have any favorites? I purchased a rechargeable hand warmer and a heated foot and leg massager this year that I'll be reviewing in a future video. One I love and one I hate, so stay tuned to find out. I'd love to hear what you do as the weather changes. Head to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums to share. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.